Mission is for you to be joyful, connected, confident, and complete. The life experience we call wealth, W-E-L-L-T-H, which is health plus other riches. And we are proud to announce that the Glenn Alex Show is now available on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Buzzsprout, and YouTube. And all episodes from 2018 on are on YouTube. Hi, I'm Glenn Alex, licensed clinical social worker, the wealth counselor, and author of Living in Total Health, now in its second edition. My life's work is about health because healthy people are more giving, are more genuine, are more loving. And healthy people, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually healthy people, are less likely to harm self or others intentionally. So please let that sink in. All the murder, abuse, trafficking, deception, manipulations, cheating, thefts, those things are perpetrated by unhealthy people who have voids in their lives that they attempt to fill by harming others. Physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually healthy people do not intentionally harm self or others. And I also believe that it is the healthiest among us that will right the world's wrongs. And with that, please join me in this episode of the Glenn Alex Show, which is focused on giving, and help me welcome my guest, Nakia Jackson Hale.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. Can you please introduce yourself?
Yes. My name is Nakia Jackson Hale. I've been in Las Vegas for a long time. I feel like I'm a native here. It's been so long. I work at UNLV as an executive director. I've been at UNLV for about 20 years, and I have three young ones at home, 13, 11, and 9.
Wow. Wow. And that there's a whole lot more to you than that.
I just finished up working at Metro almost 3 years in the Fusion Center, and I am currently going to grad school at UNLV for a degree in crisis and emergency management.
Okay, okay. I know there's more, but I won't press you right now.
Okay.
This episode of the Glenn Alex Show is about giving because we are in that season. And I recall from a previous conversation you and I had about gratitude, you had an interesting take on what gratitude means for you and your family. Can you tell us about that?
I think for us, we're just so grateful to be in the position that we're in. I think it's been a really hard 8 months, 9 months for a lot of people. And I feel like we're fortunate. So one of the things that I like to do and encourage my family to do is to donate. So I think whether you have the ability to donate money or time, I think it's important that we do that to help our community. So I work with the Las Vegas Bull Huddle, and we put together some little kits for students in the Valley at the beginning of COVID. I like to donate to Safe Tree. Every opportunity that we get, we're always thinking of ways that we can give back to the community.
Okay, so gratitude for you is about giving, and it's a regular activity. It's not just relegated to one season.
No, it's all the time. So even if it's just a little positive message. So at the start of COVID, the kids would sit down every week and they'd pick a different person to send a note to, just to say, how are you doing? I appreciate you. I'm thinking of you. Anything like that, I think just it goes a long way.
Oh,
so not just the time of the season. It really is.
Okay, I totally agree with that, and I've always been a proponent of giving and expressing gratitude on a regular basis, not just when society says you should.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So since you and your family have the practice of giving and expressing gratitude on a regular basis, does this particular season have a different meaning for you?
Maybe, like, I think it's, you think of this time of season and you think of spending more time with your family. But once again, I think this year has been unique. I think probably a lot of people have spent more time with their family than they have on a regular basis. So as far as the term giving and gratitude, I try to do that all year long. I try to do like little unexpected things. Like I had last year bought a bunch of like little Christmas books and movies. So I had those, I pulled them out. And so I sent them to a couple of different friends that have new additions to their family. So I guess have these moments in time.
Okay.
All year long that I just want to do things that people don't expect, just to put a smile on their face, let them know that I'm thinking about them. So this time of year doesn't change anything for me.
Oh, it doesn't. So you don't amp up the gift giving or anything like that?
No, I mean, for our family, yes.
Okay.
Because tradition says that's what you're supposed to do. But I think that like we do things so frequently that it's not like above and beyond because we do it all year long.
Okay. I love that. I think that is so amazing. Thank you for taking care of the community. Thank you.
It's our pleasure for sure. We enjoy doing it.
Okay, and so tell me how your kids respond to giving. I know you said they wrote the notes earlier when the shutdown first happened, but just in general, they're receptive to giving to others.
Yeah, and I think we started it probably like when they were a young age. So when my kids were younger, they used to come to work with me every day because they'd go to the UNLV preschool or elementary school. And so on that drive, we would encounter a lot of homeless people, like panhandling on the corners and stuff like that. So the kids would always want to give them money or something. One time we packed little bags with like general toiletries and socks and bottled water and some snacks. And we just kept a bunch of those in the car. So whenever we ran into people, we would hand those out. So I think that hopefully I've instilled that in them to want to do that themselves. It's just not me saying, hey, this is what we're doing. And hopefully that will stay with them for the rest of their life.
I hope so too. I hope so too. I think that's really cool. So tell me, what are your thoughts about, this is a retail season. And people focus on how much they spend on gifts. What's your take on spending a lot of money or giving something functional like you did to the homeless or giving from the heart?
I mean, I have kids that are high maintenance. So usually we try to meet their needs. I think it's very hard to come up with stuff that you think might be sentimental to them. So usually we try to deliver like on their list. But I think for the older people in the family, we try to think of sentimental and practical gifts.
Okay. Okay, so something that they would really enjoy yet is useful to them.
Correct.
Okay, and how old are your kids again?
13, 9, and 11.
Okay, so they're probably not into practical right now.
No, not at all. I think nice clothes are practical, and they're like, we don't want clothes. So, no, they like the games. Lily, she is starting to get into a YouTube channel, so we got her a little camera so that she can record and do her video editing. So I guess that is kind of practical, because that's a direction that she wants to explore.
Okay, very cool, very cool. And you give to people randomly throughout the year. You take care of your family. Tell us about your charity work.
I think that's part of it. So the fact that we give throughout the year, I work with a group called the Las Vegas Bowl Huddle. And so we have done a lot of things throughout the community. We were really busy during the beginning of quarantine. We put together the kits for the kids and handed those out at one of the food distribution sites. We made cards for Delivering with Dignity. So each member like handmade cards that they could hand out with the food. We each individually, there's several of us that have worked with Delivering with Dignity, where you pick up meals for a restaurant and then deliver those out to people in the community. And I actually still do food runs a couple of times, like when they need extra, a little bit of help. So, and then other than that, whenever we're, transitioning with any bedding or comforters, we'll usually get what's outgoing washed up. And I know that I'm not supposed to do this, but we deliver like backpacks and comforters directly to the homeless in downtown Las Vegas. Just because, like, I think sometimes it's hard for the homeless here in Vegas to actually work through an organization. And I like to see that direct impact. So I know that they need bags to carry their stuff, or if it's cold, they need coats, blankets. So we've done that quite a bit. So I used to do it by myself. My husband got really mad at me. I told him where I was going, so now he doesn't let me do it by myself. We actually have made it a family thing.
Okay.
And I don't know, when we drive away, like, I just feel like we've made a huge difference. Like, they're so appreciative of the things that we've brought for them.
Well, and not just the actual material gift that you're giving to them, but it's also an acknowledgement of their humanity.
Mm-hmm.
That is super powerful for marginalized people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. They're seen.
Okay, yeah. Now, I may be misremembering. However, I thought you were attached to a particular charity, 501c3, that was a legal foundation for youth.
Yeah, so at the William S. Boyd School of Law, where I work, we started a program called the Justice Michael L. Douglas Pre-Law Fellowship Program. And so we engage kids K through 12 in college through mentoring, programming, and we are trying to develop like a pipeline to law school and giving them the resources that they need to succeed. So it's interesting that you had to remind me of that, because it really is a passion project. But I was talking about the other stuff that we do throughout the year. So we're actually hosting our first cohort in January. So sadly, we had to restructure the program a little bit because we're not able to meet with them in person due to COVID. But I think definitely still just being able to interact with these college students about careers in law, how to take the LSAT, what financial resources are available to them, introducing them to lawyers, judges, influential people in the community will be a huge asset for them as they continue their journey forward.
Okay. And how long has your program been in existence?
Actually, we just started it, so probably about a year. So we were just getting into the thick of things in the spring. We partnered with the National Judicial College that's up in Reno for a Reading with Robes program. So we provided about 600 kids with a signed Justice Sotomayor book. So she has three books. And so we would go in, set up a panel of judges, lawyers, and students to talk to these students about careers in law. And then we would leave them with that book, and then COVID. So we've kind of had to, I guess, reprogram ourselves to find ways to engage them that aren't in person. So all summer and through the fall, we've just been doing some Zoom sessions for high school students. And then we'll get back to the elementary and middle school probably sometime in the fall.
Okay. And how do the students come to your program? How do you recruit?
For the college program, which is a resident program, this year it won't be. We have an application process. So for the college students that are interested in the 1 week program, immersion program, they have to apply. Everything K through 12, it's just engagement. So we were going to do a writing program, but that was kind of put on hold due to COVID. But that will just be people that are interested. We won't have an application process for that because we want our reach to be broad.
Okay, fantastic. And do you accept donations for that program?
Yes, absolutely. We accept donations at any level. Any level helps. But if people are interested in sponsoring a fellow for our 1 week program, that's just a flat donation of $2,500. But every cent goes to actual programming.
Okay, fantastic. I love how you give, your giving is multifaceted. You give randomly, you give through organizations, you and your family give on your own, and now you're giving through charity. So I think that's really amazing. And I'm really proud to know you.
Thank you. I think any resources that we have available that we can share, I think it's the time, treasure, like dollars, the whole, like whatever we have, we try to give in all of those ways.
Okay. And would that be your message to the world, is to share your resources?
I think so. I think sometimes people often think of charity as giving up money, but it's the time, talent, treasure thing. So if I have the money, I'll give it. If I have a skill set that's needed in any of the nonprofit projects that I work within, I give in that way. If we have resources here that the community does a call for, then we usually will do stuff for that. So like tomorrow, we're going to the KLUC toy drive. Like we always do that. Every year we take presents there, I think since probably before Lily was born, and she's 13. Okay. So we do that. So I think every opportunity that we hear about and we're able to contribute in that way, then we usually jump on it, or at least I do, and then I drag them along.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom, sharing your heart and your soul with others, and for giving us something really valuable to chew on, because sharing our resources when we are able to, I think it's a blessing that goes both ways. So thank you again for that. Thank you for making time to be on the Glenn Alex Show. Before you run off, just tell people how they can reach you and contact you about your giving or about your program.
Yes. So they can reach me via email, which is, I'll give you the short email. So it's just NAKIA_Jackson@MAC.com. That's MAC.com. Or through my cell phone number, which is 702-493-8684.
Okay, great. All right. Well, I wish you and your family a very merry holiday season with safety and with love.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. You take care.
You too.
Create your best health in 2021 with Living in Total Health. Your total wellness guide, Living in Total Health, covers essentials for physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Presented in an easy, quick-read style, it is packed with valuable, practical wisdom that can be immediately applied to help you make 2021 your best, most healthy year ever. Doug Llewellyn said, "Living in Total Health is not a how-to, it is a way-to." And it is available to you now for a special buy two, get one free. It includes free shipping in the continental U.S. and will be signed and dedicated to you and yours. So visit glenalex.com, glenalex.com, and order your total wellness guide, Living in Total Health, now to make 2021 your healthiest year ever.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of The Glen Alex Show. I really hope you enjoyed my conversation with Nakia Jackson-Hale on giving. And hopefully you learned a few tips on how to give throughout the year. And please find us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Buzzsprout, and YouTube. Pick your platform, like, subscribe, and share. Thank you.
Be a precious spirit with a nourishing thought.
Please allow me to leave you with this nourishing thought. Mother Teresa said, "It's not how much we give, but how much love we put into giving." That is one of the simplest yet most profound traits of humanity. Gifts from the heart are more meaningful and more powerful than gifts from the wallet. Gifts from the heart have more impact than the amount of money you spend on a gift. And at this time in this giving season, millions are hard pressed to spend money on gifts because 2020 has presented layoffs, job loss, income loss, and loss of hope, sadly. So if you are in that position and are stressing about or feeling guilty about not being able to buy a bunch of gifts, I'm here to tell you that there's no need for you to feel guilty or even stress yourself out, because heart-centered gifts are much more impactful than the amount of money you spend. Gifts from the heart have a direct connection with the heart of the other person. And that will serve far longer than the amount of money that is spent on a gift. So please consider these tips on heart-centered giving that are free and simple. I'll start with prayer. Prayer for me is the most profound gift you can give to anyone. You can pray anytime, any place, and no one needs to know you're doing it, except the Spirit will deliver your message of love directly to that other person. What is more profound than that? Nothing. How about a smile? Yeah, even behind a mask, the eyes smile. So you can still send that loving, positive energy to someone else, and they will know that it is coming their way when you smile. A thinking of you note. It could be a call. It could be a text. It could be an email. Something to just say, "Hey, I'm thinking about you." That will communicate to the other person that you care, you haven't forgotten about them, and that they matter. They matter. And similar to that is just basic positive regard and attention for another person. Eye contact, a warmth of their presence, that will also have a direct impact on their heart, because you will communicate to them that they do matter. And when you give positive regard to someone else, you're connecting with their humanity, going way past the facade of the personalities we carry around. How about the material things that you no longer need? For example, if you have a coat that no longer serves you, you can no longer fit, and it's gently used, still in good condition, someone else who can't afford a new winter coat will be grateful and appreciative of it. And of course, if you can't afford to spend money, spend money. Okay, it'll help the economy. It'll keep you in your tradition. And it will have the most meaning, however, if it matters to the recipient. It's not just something you want to splurge on, but something that the recipient can use and appreciate. So I hope those tips help, and I hope they alleviate any guilt or stress that you are experiencing, because 2020 has put you in a position and behind the eight ball. And it is my sincere hope that we end 2020 on a high of love, and we can do that with heart-centered giving. And until next time, be well.
Joyful.